Prophecy 19. Shed your dark veil of pain, my children, my treasures, given to Reverend Elizabeth Sherry Elijah on April 10th, 1998. Thus saith Yahweh, my beloved, whom I treasure like no other treasure you have on earth. I see your pain. It is deep, racking pain, for you are so misunderstood. How can people not of my spirit feel your pain or see what I have shown you or told you? Would they not have also called John the Baptist insane? Would they not have also sought to tranquilize him for his behavior, and Elijah, Jeremiah, and all my prophets? Think, what would this modern-day world that shuts out the voice of Almighty Yahweh do with these prophets of old? You are like a Jonah being sent to Nineveh, and how few have listened or heard my warnings. But they shall see as what I have spoken through you will come to pass. Think not it strange for those you think are saved. Are they truly? Do you really know their hearts, those that inflict great gaping wounds in your soul? I have not sent them to torment you, for you are my beloved treasure. Lean not unto thy own understanding, but acknowledge me, and I will direct thy paths. Trust not anyone except those you know you can hear my voice from. Do nothing unless I give you perfect peace that passes all understanding. I have not forsaken you, nor will I ever. I am your first love, and all others are second to the Almighty God Yahweh you serve. Keep telling them of my mercies and love, but warn of my wrath and vengeance and coming doom if they don't turn from their wicked ways and apply the blood shed for them at Calvary, washing away every stench of sin and turning away from them. These vices you have used as a crutch, but I am going to deliver you from anything you feel you need to bring you peace and comfort, for I am all you need. I, Yahweh, am sufficient in all things, but everything has a time and a season, and I will not put on you more than you can bear. Yes, my beloved, you have suffered for my name's sake. Yes, you have been called mentally ill, but those that call you these names are spiritually ill. You weep, but they are my tears. You sigh, but it is my sighing. You grieve, but it is my grief. Those that say they love you know not the true meaning of love, or they would understand this. Do not judge them harshly, for they are doing the best they can do with the spirit inside of them. This too shall pass, though it seems the rivers of despair are overflowing, my beloved. This too shall pass. You shall rejoice once again. Your life is not over. It has just begun. Miracles are just around the corner. Why do you think Satan tells you to give up now? You have fought this long. Don't give up now.